This podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Listen to other great tech podcasts at www.techpodcasts.com.
Yo, you are in the right place at the right time, listening to the right thing. Tech Webcast. Congratulations on choosing such an awesome thing to listen to. You are clearly very smart. You're into tech stuff. You love hearing Brad and Jason and their guests chat. And you're probably really good looking too. Well done. So let's get into it. The weekly tech extravaganza that is Tech Webcast in 3, 2, 1.
And welcome to episode 180 of the Tech Webcast podcast, recorded on Saturday, the 24th of March, 2012. Tech Webcast recorded every Saturday and rebroadcast on the Aussie Tech Heads on Thursday nights at 7 p.m. And how you doing there, Brad?
Hey, Steve. How are you, mate?
And I was actually expecting you to put another recording. That's why you hear a pause. I thought you were going to play something else.
No, that was the whole intro, buddy. That was the whole intro. Different show today. We had no Jason today for the next three episodes, and it's going to be very different.
Yeah, it's going
to. And, yeah, thanks to Dylan Lewis for making our new intro and outro. That guy is from Australia. He does actually radio and TV stuff. That's pretty cool. So you guys probably know who he is, but I do. Jody, what's up?
All kinds of exciting things today.
Well, I can't wait to hear about the Apple drama.
It certainly was drama. Yeah. Do you want to jump in now, or what do you want to do first?
Let's talk to Steve. Steve, what's been happening with you first?
Oh, geez. I've been kind of busy lately. I had to make 4 videos, talking with you because, of course, Jason's going to be gone for 3 weeks. So
yes.
I'm recording it now to upload to blip.tv after it's over. Yep. So I've been quite busy. Actually, 2 topics coming up on my show, too. So there's a lot of stuff going on.
All right, cool. All right, well, what do you want to jump into first, Steve?
Let me see. I think we normally do news.
We do.
And I think Jody's going to do the news, I think.
I think that's correct. So, Jody, do you have any news today or...?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the new iPad is getting some flack for the hot temperatures and also for the Wi-Fi service.
Yes.
Evidently, Apple sold over 3 million iPads, and the Apple iPad has been flying off the shelves. But despite the rate at which it's flying off the shelves, there's a lot of complaints about the new iPad's temperature and Wi-Fi services. So apparently, Consumer Reports has said this week that Apple's third-generation tablet reaches temperatures as hot as 116 degrees Fahrenheit when performing multimedia intensive tasks like playing games. And this temperature was reached after about 45 minutes of gameplay while the Apple iPad was plugged in and Wi-Fi was enabled. Apparently, the same test, which was performed unplugged, the tablet reached only a slightly lower temperature of 113 degrees Fahrenheit. And the study showed that the heat was concentrated near the back corner of the iPad rather than evenly distributed throughout its backside. So evidently, the iPad is having some idiosyncrasies with temperature and heat. But the heat wasn't the only new iPad spec that was brought under fire. Apparently, the Wall Street Journal discovered that there's a potential shortcoming with the new device's video streaming and data allotment policies. The report said that a new iPad user burned through his 2 gigabyte monthly data allotment in less than 24 hours after streaming live March Madness games onto his new iPad. So to continue streaming or even just browse the internet, a user has to pay an extra $10 for every gigabit he uses on top of the $30 base subscription. It's kind of a catch-22 because the iPad really streams great video, but by streaming the really fast, beautiful video, you tend to watch more, and therefore you're going to pay more. So that's kind of what's going on right now with the iPad. There's also been some concern about features, you know, what hasn't been included on the iPad. And what it doesn't have is Siri it doesn't have wireless charging, which a lot of people were looking for, or beefy camera. But despite those lack of features, there happens to be a lot of really great things that it does have. And it's still been very popular, and as the articles are telling us, it is screaming off the shelves. And I think that's primarily due to the Retina display. They absolutely raised the bar on handheld displays, and the resolution of 2048 by 1536 pixels is significantly greater than that of a monitor that you're looking at on most computers.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So that's pretty much the story with what's going on with iPad this week. But the there's been some movement with Facebook, and evidently employers, at least in the U.S. here, are asking for users' passwords. And Facebook is considering new laws and legal action against employers asking for these passwords, following up on disturbing reports that some employers are asking applicants to turn over their Facebook usernames and passwords. Facebook's chief privacy officer on policy, Aaron Egan, hints that the company is looking into drafting new laws to protect users from violations of their privacy like this. He writes on the company's privacy page, and this is a quote, "Facebook takes your privacy seriously. We'll take action to protect the privacy and security of our users, whether by engaging policymakers or, where appropriate, by initiating legal action, including by shutting down applications that abuse their privileges," end quote. And this issue caught the attention of the ACLU, the American Civil Liberties Union, which had previously become involved in a similar case back in 2010. And this case was also cited by an AP report on the trend earlier this week. Anyway, the dilemma is, in my opinion, I don't know that Facebook actually writes laws. Apparently they think they do. Out of curiosity, Brad, do you have stuff like that going on in Australia as well, where employers are asking for users' passwords?
No, not that I know of, no. I've never heard of it, but I may be wrong, but I'm not sure that I've never heard of it over here. Not that I have seen or heard.
It kind of reminds me of the thing with like people that work for certain companies, and they use their Twitter thing, you know, for the company, and then when they move on, then they kind of take their Twitter followers with them instead of, you know, leaving it with the company. So I know that was also an issue. It kind of sounds like that too.
All right.
Absolutely. But, you know, it's interesting because you think about, you know, in there's so many protections for personal information, like the HIPAA laws here in the States. That's the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act. And what that does is it protects people's health information from becoming publicly available. So employers, when they're requesting the username and password, they may find themselves determining or learning information that, you know, perhaps the person is disabled or they're an ethnic minority that may not be visibly discernible. They could get information about their age. And if they determine that they're not hiring the person and they've already had that information available to them, they could potentially be discriminating. So it's kind of a double-edged sword.
Yeah, definitely. All right, what else has been happening, Jody? Any other interesting news?
I have personal news.
Yeah, okay, fire away. Go ahead.
Well, about a half an hour before the show, I ran to the Apple Store because I felt like I was the last person on earth who did not have an iPad.
So yeah, they joined the cool club.
Well, yeah. Well, Brad, you were the president of the cool club.
Yes, I was.
Right.
Well, I am.
So Brad, you have shamed me into running out to get an iPad, and in the process, I had a dilemma.
Wow.
A tragedy.
It was tragic.
Go ahead. What happened?
Well, as we're configuring the new iPad, which, by the way, is blazingly cool. I haven't had one before, so it's pretty neat. I don't know, what are they called, genius guys or tech guys? What do you call those guys?
Genius
in the
people,
store?
Genius or helpers or whatever you call them, I don't know what they call them.
Well, okay, so the genius. My iPhone was running out of battery, and we were using some of the information from my iPhone to configure the iPad. So I asked him if he could plug my phone in, and he
proceeded to plug my phone into a nearby laptop. And you know what happens when you plug a phone into a new iTunes account?
His own fault. He shouldn't have done that. He should have plugged into a PowerPoint.
Well, so I'm standing there and my phone basically was deleted. So, but fortunately, my buddies at Tech Webcast, namely Brad,
and Jacob,
they were able to walk me through how to restore my phone. So all is well so far.
Good stuff.
Now I just have to figure out my iCloud password.
Steve, can you help with that? Can you help with the password, mate?
The password part?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's my password, Steve?
Yeah, Steve, what is it?
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, that's one thing. If you got all your iDevices, you got to know your Apple ID username and password, because obviously for nearly everything now.
Yep. All right.
Here's
what
trick. Well, let me ask you, because apparently there's two Apple IDs. So I've got an Apple ID that I use to make purchases in the store, which they told me I could use for iCloud.
Yes, you can.
But I had an old Mobile Me account, and apparently if you had an old Mobile Me account, they gave you more iCloud storage. So now they want me to hook that up to the iCloud through my Mobile Me account.
Oh. Well, eventually Mobile Me is going away.
Yeah,
I'm not sure exactly when, but so
Brad, how many Apple accounts do you have?
I've got one. I've only got one.
I thought it was only one, but I don't know. I'm not even sure. That's a good question.
Yeah, I've got one. I've just got one just for my iPhone and iPad, just for one. Yeah.
Wow. So they're setting me up with two.
Well, they should only set up. You should just use the one account.
Don't you think? I think that makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Wow.
Because see, you use Apple ID for everything. You know, each time you download an app, you know, on the iPhone, or now if you got a Mac computer for the App Store, you got to have it. So yeah, it's like really important. you might have to call Apple.
Yeah,
call Apple
and see what they say, Joe, because they're still open after the show. If you've got time, just call them and they'll run you through the technical part of the. So you don't really need. You shouldn't need two accounts.
I know, but I've got a genius who's going to meet me tomorrow morning at the store.
Well, I highly recommend you should meet him, because he'll just muck up your whole iPad again. I wouldn't go back to that store if you paid me. They sound like they would.
Because if you use a new Apple ID, you're going to lose all your paid apps.
Exactly.
In software.
Yep.
And it's going to be, I don't know, it could mess up some other
good
stuff.
Good point,
too.
Steve. Good point. All right, let's move on. Steve, what else has been happening, mate? What else has been on the show? What else is happening?
Well, actually, I kind of wanted to talk. Because I know Joni mentioned it during the news about the battery issues and stuff.
Yes.
Can we kind of go back on that? Or?
Sure, go ahead. Yep. Let's put out this first. I got the iPad too, so I've had it for a few days now, and the battery issue has been working fine for me. Charges pretty good, lasts pretty long, and I'm loving the display and stuff. It's pretty nice.
So do you get heating with the battery on yours? And how about you, Jody? Because I know you got the iPad 3 as well.
No, the battery is fine for me. It's fine for me. She just got hers today, so she put a little notice.
Oh, okay.
We might have to ask her next week, Steve.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we got to give her some time. Yeah. Well, she'd have done it by now. Well, anyway, you know, considering – I know with the new iPad – they increased the battery size by 70%. Of course, now they got this A5X dual CPU, quad core GPU. And to me, it makes sense that, it's going to get a little bit warm, especially when you're playing videos and movies and, you know, video and games. So, you know, it would make sense to me that it would. I think it gets up to 10 degrees hotter. I think that was the average. And to me, it would kind of make sense that, you know, due to those reasons, you know, it's going to get a little bit hotter. So I don't think it's really an issue. And what I don't get also about you said the Wi-Fi, I guess it's with the 4G or LTE,
4G,
whatever.
Yep.
you know, people are running, you know, it's using their data, but, you know, of course you're using the, you know, I think people get on the iPad 3, they start using it a lot. And then if you don't keep track of that on a regular basis, you know, then of course, yeah, it's going to suck up, you know, bandwidth.
I think in the Apple, I think in the Apple keynote, they should have pointed out for us Australian people that we can't use 4G just yet. And I think that's maybe a bit stupid what they've done, but they should have let us know. Because we do have 4G, but we can't use it on the iPad yet.
Yeah, they should kind of mention that.
Mm. So yeah,
that's kind of not fair.
It is very nerdy. Yeah.
But so when you do your streaming,
what's that, Jody?
Yep.
When you do your streaming, do you not run into the same issues as we do here in the States, where if you're using the 4G or 3G or whatever, that it's eating up the data plans? I mean, do you have a data plan with yours?
I'm on prepaid, so I'm good, so I can just use whatever I want. But I don't need to worry about that.
Well, that's good. Yeah, because that can get very expensive.
It can indeed. All right, Steve, what else is happening, mate? What else you want to ask me?
Let me see. Okay, that was the key information. I just heard that you got the Google Plus Hangout on air. You lucky dog, you.
Yes, I did indeed, mate. And I know you wanted it as well. Let's not go overboard with this. But yes, I did. I finally have it. We did an unboxing with Brian the other day on it. It was quite fun. And that's all I want to say about it. It's great to have it there when I need it. It gets sent to my YouTube channel, and people can watch it.
But you did mention though something with the audio quality or something like that.
Yeah, the playback quality isn't that good. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's me or Google or what. But when you play back the audio, it sounds really bad.
It could just be internet issues, we've been having Skype for this episode a little bit.
Yeah.
Kind of sometimes.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And it could be just my internet or whatever it is. But so, yeah, thanks to for getting me on air. It's good.
So how do you, when you broadcast it automatically, sends it to YouTube, but you got to go into YouTube if you want to save it?
I just get sent to YouTube. It's easy to edit. I can edit the first part if I want to add editing in it. You know, it's easy to use, and you can add a title to it and stuff, and people can watch it, and you can make it public, and other people can join, and it's quite fun.
That's major cool.
Now, Jade, your views hang out on air, haven't you?
What's that?
Your views hang out on air, haven't you?
Yeah. Seth does the podcast. We do the social media hangout on air.
Yes.
Seth has it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's awesome, though. I'm so proud.
I'm so stoked that I got it, but I probably won't use it that much, but, you know, just one of them.
Of course you will. You're on all the time.
And guess who's here? The guy from Cheers is here. Hooray, hooray, hooray.
Hey. Oh, we got everything done. Okay, we're good.
So we'll add him into the call now. I'll just let him know that we're adding him now. So, here we go. He just hanged up on me. What the hell happened here? Add to contacts. Here we go. Steve, just talk for a minute. Well, there might be some dead air, mate, so I don't want any dead air in the podcast. What's coming up on your show, mate?
Actually got quite a few videos coming up. I've got, of course, the new Tech Webcast iPad version 2.0. I got a video screencast of that coming up.
Yep.
Also, another iPad app called Fire 2 Field Recorder, and I do a small review on that. A couple of topics and another video, so it's going to be fairly busy on my show.
All right. Okay. God, this is unbelievable. Just keep talking for a minute. Steve, I'll sort this out, mate.
Oh, okay. Oh, geez. What else am I going to talk about?
Do you have a pick of the week? Steve, do you have a pick of the week?
That's my pick of the week. It's called, I could probably talk a little bit about it. And then, of course, I'm going to show the video on my show, which is, it's kind of like an audio recorder for your iPhone. And now, there's some out there. It's basically actually kind of really used for pro audio. If you have a DSLR or a camcorder. Now, DSLRs are famous. People actually use them for pro video. but the audio usually sucks because it's mono and it's low quality. So you can use this iPhone app to separately record audio. And it's got many options, and it's for a great price. And you can actually put it in different formats. You can actually, the base format's three different ones, and from there you can actually create up to five other audio formats within the
What's
app.
It called? You can also,
it's called Fire 2 Field Recorder. That's the name of it.
Fire, say again, Fire?
Fire 2 Field Recorder.
Cool, okay. Is it a, it's a paid app?
Yeah, it's a paid app. It's I think it's $5 to $6 in the App Store.
Oh, that's reasonable.
Well, actually, it's funny because I was trying to find one, and they have something called Pro Audio to Go. The only thing with that is it's like $30, and it's actually used by news reporters at a local TV station, but that costs is, you know, really too much, and the options are not nearly as good as this paid app, the Fire 2. It gives you so many more options.
Cool.
And
so, yeah, that's pretty neat.
Very cool. So, all right, we're going to have that guy from Cheese on very soon, so he's going to restart Skype and be back in like 1 minute. So apparently can't add him to Skype for some reason. I don't know what's going on, but yeah. So, JD, what made you get the iPad? I know I talked you into it, but other reasons you wanted to watch TV. What do you use the iPad for?
Well, honestly, I think, I'm still going to have to explore what I will use it for, but I'm thinking that it's going to enhance my productivity. I do a lot of blog writing, and, you know, sitting at the computer sometimes gets tiring. So I believe that the iPad is going to be a lot more mobile, and in places like if I'm sitting out by the pool or lounging in my bed, I could be more productive. You know, it's tough to take a laptop.
Yep.
And do something where you're like kind of like in a relaxed position. It's always like, you know, cumbersome because you got the two pieces and the hinge. So I think that the format of it's going to be easier to port around and take with me. And I'll probably sneak it into meetings.
is that your first iPad, by the way?
It is.
Okay, so it's totally new to you. Oh.
It is. It's totally new, and I'm kind of excited. And honestly, I was watching the unboxing that you did this earlier today, Brad, with Brian.
Yeah. Okay, with Brian, yep.
Yeah, and you guys are going, oh, Jody's going to be so jealous.
Yep. And she's not jealous.
I am. I was. So I was sitting there going like, I guess I just have to get that.
Damn it.
So off I went and got my phone zapped.
Good stuff. I know. See, I was like doubly, jealous because he got the on-air Google Plus Hangout and the new iPad. I was like, dang, how am I going to compete? I know I got to get something new. Well, I got an app. I got a paid app. I guess that's good enough.
Your $5 paid app.
Yeah, I guess I'll have to go with that.
Well, I've got an app of the week if you want.
Go ahead. Let's hear it.
Yeah. This is, I like this a lot. It's one that I've been using for a while. It's called Cam Zoom. Are either of you guys using it?
Nope.
Heard of it.
It's on my iPhone. I don't know if they make a version for any other device. But Cam Zoom, what it does is it adds the Zoom function on your iPhone. So that and you can zoom in closer, and you can adjust the flash. So it changes the way that the app functions. But the other thing that's really awesome about it is, you know, with the regular iPhone, when you take pictures, you can't actually upload it directly to Facebook. You have to use the Facebook app. This in CamZoom, as soon as you take the picture, you can upload it to Facebook or to Twitter or the other social media directly from CamZoom, which is kind of cool. So,
and actually talking about, more apps, and I forgot I have this one in here. It's not the same thing, but it kind of reminded me of it. And it's called Night Vision. And it kind of, if you're using your iPhone, in the dark or very low light, supposedly it uses some kind of special software. So it makes it a whole lot clearer.
All right. All right.
Cool.
Hello,
hey, how are you? It's Brad. How are you, mate?
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
That's cool. Sorry about the mess up, about the time difference, mate. It's really hard to keep up.
No. No worries. We're on different sides of the planet, so it's
definitely
all good.
Definitely. Now, so who are you? Who are you? And tell us about what you do.
I'm the CEO of Cheerful. We run Cheers app, an app for showing love and appreciation. The only one we know of.
Definitely, mate. I agree. I love Cheers. How long has it been around for?
We launched on February 9th of this year, so it's just out recently, and doing quite well.
Good stuff, good stuff. And how many users do you have on at the moment so far?
Well, we don't really disclose that number, but we're really excited about how fast that things are growing. I do share the number of Cheerfluence that the system has, which is the number of cheers that have been shared with friends and followers. So if I share a cheer with my 100 friends on Twitter, I get 100 Cheerfluence. Right now, the Cheerfluence in the system is 150 million people.
Wow.
So it's pretty high. We have lots of people who are very active in the system, sharing a lot of cheers, making it's kind of addictive.
Yeah, definitely. It is, definitely. Okay, Jody, any questions about cheers? I know you use this app, so fire away.
Yeah, out of curiosity, what was the inspiration for Cheers?
We actually had launched an app called Gripe, and it was to help people it's surprisingly right. Help people constructively complain. So the idea was to let people complain about issues at businesses, and also always putting what they would like to turn that gripe into a cheer, or what the resolution needs to be. And we realized that we also put a cheer button in that app, and we realized that as people use the app, anyone who used the app more than once cheered more than they griped. And so we thought, wait a minute, we have this backwards. Where the focusing on the gripe is one thing, but nobody gripes a lot, whereas people seem to be cheering a lot more. So we decided to create an app dedicated just for that, and gripe was only about places, but cheers now allows you to cheer about people, places, things, ideas, pets, whatever strikes your fancy, and it's been phenomenal. I think there's a lot of love in people's hearts, Cheers let them reveal it.
Definitely, I agree with that. All right, Steve, any questions?
I got one question, one statement. I know you said that more people cheered than they griped, but I'm kind of surprised because it seems like most people are like to gripe more than saying positive things. So I think it's great that they actually do. And number two, there's actually a question in the chat room on the JTV that says, do you have an iPad app coming up, or is available for the iPad yet, or like a dedicated app?
It does. On your statement first, I think that what happens is when people associate their real name with something, and that's what both Cheers and App and Gripe were about, we attach you to your network. And so you have to share whatever it is that you're sharing with your friends and family. It becomes a little more obvious why people would cheer more than they gripe, because people are friends with people because they are on positive terms with each other, not because they are on negative terms. And I think somewhat of the bias that we think that people are negative might come from us watching the news and mass media. Mass media always has to be negative to catch our attention, but friend media is always positive because friends are friends because of positive things. So that's on that side. As far as the iPad app, our app currently works on the iPad, I just got an iPad 3 and it looks fantastic on the Retina display.
Does it?
We haven't. It's sort of the enlarged version of the iPhone app. So we haven't put a dedicated iPad app together per se, but it does work on the iPad.
Cool. So will there be an iPad app coming anytime soon, just for the iPad, dedicated to the iPad?
Yeah, we're six people, and we're focused on iterating features. Anyone who's been on Cheers knows that we keep churning out a bunch of new features all the time.
Yep.
So what we're trying to do is figure out what are the great. We have a whole bunch of product development ideas for the app. What we want to do is get them all out there, figure out which ones are really good, and then once we have a stable set, then we'll move to the iPad and Android as well. I guess is the next question.
Oh yeah, 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 sure. Yeah, that's coming up. Yeah, Android. Yeah, when is it coming to the Android?
Once we're satisfied with the feature set that we have,
yep.
Then we'll port it over to the Android. We don't want to do double development and then realize some feature wasn't necessary,
okay.
or another feature was need to be tweaked, and we have to tweak it twice.
Fair enough. Mm. All right. Okay. So what about Oink? Now you can get all your Oink data off Oink now and put it onto Cheers. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, we were very surprised that the Oink team gave up on Oink so quickly. We saw Oink as somewhat limited relative to Cheers because it seemed like it was focused mostly on food items. And the idea of broadcasting negative ratings to your friends like ho hum, about something of food didn't seem like it would resonate a lot. So I wasn't exactly surprised that they weren't getting the traction they wanted to see, but I was surprised at how abruptly they shut down. And when we looked at it, and there was some backlash from Oink users that they kind of got dumped in the wind there.
Mm.
We thought, why not? Most Oinks were about likes and loves, things people liked and loved. So and all about places. So it was a subset of items that would fit right into Cheers. So we decided to quickly whip out an Oink importer and give those pigs a home.
Good stuff. Love it. All right, Jade. Any questions? Any more questions?
Actually, I have a question. A lot of the applications, third-party applications, when you use your information from Facebook, it's kind of onerous, the things that you're asking. You want to access the basic information, the profile information, the profiles. You also ask to post on my behalf and access my data at any time. Have you gotten, first of all, any pushback from people because they're concerned about privacy? And what happens with all that information?
Yeah. Well, first of all, we have access to the Facebook permissions work in a way that you have to ask for certain types of permissions, and they decide how they're going to ask that from the user. So they make it seem more onerous than it is. For instance, the idea of posting on your behalf, we never go to your Facebook account unless you've clicked something within Cheers to say share on Facebook to post a cheer or whatever on Facebook, and every time you want to post on Facebook, you have to command us to do that from within our app. So what we're doing is we are posting on your behalf, but we're only posting it at your behest every single time. And so I think it makes it seem a little more onerous than what it is. And that's the reason we do it. I mean the idea of Cheers is that whenever you create a cheer, it's about sort of publicly broadcasting that exclamation of love and appreciation. And obviously one of the places people connect to a lot of their friends is on Facebook, so we want to make it easy to broadcast on that cheer out to as many places as possible and earn cheerfluence for it and spread the cheer. So we need to be able to make that easy for you, and so that's why we ask those permissions.
Okay.
But as far as backlash goes, I think it's fairly common for social apps to be doing this. Now that said, we do have some abandon rate on the app as people come to register. So possibly some of the when you ask those permissions, some of the people may be saying, you know what, I'm not into this, and they leave it. So I think for those early adopters, it's really not a big issue because they're very used to this kind of a thing. But for some of the people who are a little more cautious, I think what we have to do is probably continue to build our name, build our reputation, have more and more people speak highly of the app, and over time win people's trust and have them come over and start to try the app. So I think that's more. There's no backlash. It's more like use or non-use,
Yeah, and I think, you know, it does make it make a lot of sense that when you're going to give a cheer, that it's going to be accessible to the people that you're cheering, and, you know, they can read about it and other people can read about it, because otherwise the word doesn't get out. But, yeah, it does seem kind of onerous. It's a shame that, you know, it has to be positioned that way.
Yeah, that's hell Facebook.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whenever they're doing something about your privacy, they kind of put it in the best terms possible, and then when it's somebody else that might be doing something, they make it seem like, you know, they're the Grim Reaper coming to, you know. So that's the break. That's what you get when you know they have so much power. So we just gotta abide, but we're just the little guys.
Definitely.
We have to build our reputation one cheer at a time.
Don't worry, mate. We're getting there. You're up out there, mate. Don't worry about it. We've got people. I've been telling people about this app, and they've been getting on there and stuff, and people are loving it.
Yeah, I mean, the best part of Cheers so far has been the feedback from the users, and so many people are using it so frequently, so addicted to it, and giving us such positive feedback that it really pumps the team up. We're excited about that.
Definitely. Now, someone was asking about some Cheers stickers. How do they get some hold of some Cheers stickers?
We started a trend here that's kind of spiraling. I'm supposed to sign each one of these, and there's so many requests.
Really?
Now. But we have a URL that we put it on a Bitly URL. So it's if you go bit.ly/cheers_stickers.
Yep.
It'll send you to a page that'll let you tell us your address, and we send you a bunch of stickers.
Good stuff. I got some. I love them.
The logo is something that resonates with a lot of people. Everybody love that logo.
Yeah, love the great logo. Yeah. So what's next for Cheers? Any new updates? And can you tell us about what's coming up for Cheers, or any sort of?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing that next set of things that we're working on are really around discoverability of Cheers, and right now we have this popular tab that is sort of one size fits all. You kind of can look at everyone's Cheers, or you can look at the popular ones. We think that there's a lot more that we can do in that area to make it fun and engaging to explore Cheers by people. And I think we're seeing a lot of people liking to connect to other people on Cheers.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to make it a lot easier to connect to people who have similar interests to you and are cheering things that you might find interesting. So a lot of the features that we have in the pipeline right now are going to be around discoverability and connecting of people to each other.
Cool. All right, can't wait for that. Now, you got the new iPad, is that correct?
The new iPad, yes.
Yeah, how do you like it?
You know, I like that the Retina display. Of course, it's really an improvement, a very subtle and refined display. What I was surprised by was how heavy the darn thing is. You know, I didn't read much about the heavy issue. And you know, I like to use it in bed. I'm sitting around. You know, the iPad is something that you hold in one hand, and you're doing stuff. And I actually noticed the weight. So it's one of those things where I wish there were some of the reviews. There's so many Apple fanboys out there. You know, just lauding praise. You know, no objectivity, it seems. But what I would say is that the Retina display is gorgeous, but the weight is definitely a negative. You know, had I known what I know, I would have probably held off a little bit.
You know what? Me personally, I had the iPad 2. Now I've got the iPad 3. I can't tell I can't tell any difference in the weight, to be honest.
Oh, you can't?
No, I can't. I can't tell any difference in it.
You're so powerful, probably. You're so strong.
Probably.
I think the iPad weighs about 10 ounces more than the iPad 2. I think that was the number, 10 or 11 ounces,
okay.
A little bit heavier.
Yeah, okay. And that's a lot. I mean, how much does the whole thing weigh? It probably weighs a couple of pounds, right? I mean, so it's a good 30% probably more. So I don't know. I definitely noticed it. I noticed it without anybody, you know, nudging me. It just was obvious to me. So, but
right.
Anyways, it is what it is. It's a pretty good app. It's
good
pretty
stuff.
Fast and pretty
it is
strong.
Very fast. Great product. Now, Brian wants to know. I think we already asked the question, but when's it coming to Android again? He wants to know.
Oh, we don't have a set date for
it right now.
Okay. We really have so many. There's two things that we have to really do. One is the scaling issues, because there's so many people using it, and we want to make sure that we're responsive and don't go down. So that takes a good bunch of effort on our dev team. And then there's a whole slew of features, some of which I outlined that we need to get into the iPhone version. See, you know, tweak them, test them, make sure everybody likes them, and then once we do that, we'll port over to the Android. So I would say that it's not in the next couple of months, for sure.
All right, well, there you go, Android people, you got it answered. So it won't be out for another few months, maybe. All right, well, it was also in beta for a while. Was that correct?
Yes, we were in private beta for about I guess maybe 6 weeks or so.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. So we wanted to work some of the kinks out and make sure that when we came out of you know, we had a product that people would like, and seemed like it worked. A lot of people really like it. So
good. All right. Cool. And what sort of people have you spoken to about the app? Any sort of Robert Scoble about the app, or anyone? Them sort of people? Or?
No, you know, we had TechCrunch ran a piece on it. We wanted to just come out of the gate. We didn't want to do a lot of fanfare around the app, mostly because we'd done a lot of fanfare around Gripe, and mm-hmm. And that didn't get us very far because people didn't really receive it with.
Right.
it kind of set up high expectations and then didn't follow through. We thought with this app, what we're going to do is we're gonna you know, do a more low key approach and start to build a momentum around it. So we'll have the Scobles and the rest of them come when we hit that knee in the exponential curve.
All right.
I hope.
Okay. And how many can you announce how many downloads you had on the app so far? Or
We've had over 30,000.
Wow, that's a lot.
That's
bad.
That's fantastic. We're not bad with no support, you know?
That was my next question. How are you sort of making money from this, if that's okay to ask?
I think it's early days right now. The path right now for us is to get users and user engagement. And if we can do that, right now about 20% of cheers are for people. The people, there's no real way to make money on it, but they're the viral component of the app. About 16% of cheers, though, are for places. Places are, relatively actually easy to make money on, I think, over if we get a lot of users on them. Of course, you know, think of each cheer for a place, a cheer for Starbucks or something, as an organic social ad for that place. Going out to their users, so it should be easy to monetize that. And then the rest of the 64% or so are about things, and things include all sorts of things like pets and quotations and whatnot. But they also contain a fair amount of actual products, which, you know, books, music, media,
yep.
apps. Etc. And I think that in those situations, book is a good example. If I say, you know, cheers to this book, it changed my life. You as my friend might want to buy it, and mm-hmm. we're going to make it easy to go straight from discovering that book that your friend is cheering to buying that book, and we'll probably make a commission there. So I think on products and on places, there's a good opportunity to make money and commissions for driving people into those areas, purchases in those areas. But I think that's sort of the secondary goal to getting a lot of engagement. If we don't get a lot of engagement, there's no point in really talking about business models.
All right. Okay. One last question. What's your favorite cheer saver you've seen on the app so far? Any favorite ones you like?
My favorite cheers are it's a genre of cheer, and they happen to be folks who, my favorite one was by someone called Island, and he or she cheered that they were depressed, they'd gone through a lot of therapy and things like that, and then they found cheers, and they've been cheering, and for the past few weeks it's changed their life, and they feel so much more positive. They've connected to a bunch of positive people, and it's changed their life from negative to positive. And
oh, wow.
You know, when we actually, and that's not, it's not a, it's a, why I said it's a kind of cheer, is that it's a common theme about it that as people cheer, and as you meditate about the things around you that you can appreciate and love, you start spending time in that space where things are positive, and suddenly you're, you know, you, let's put it this way, if you're cheering every moment, then, well, you're a pretty happy person.
Exactly right.
Instead of meditating on the negative and seeing the negative stuff around you, cheers kind of encourages you to see the positive, and it's a whole community of people who are very positive as well, so they kind of encourage you. So you cheer, you open a little bit of your heart, and you show something that you care about, and you see 5 or 6, 10 people who cheer it on and give you support. So it's really a positive app, and I think those are my favorite types of cheers.
Definitely.
Where people are saying that it's actually making a difference in their day-to-day happiness.
Good stuff. All right, we've got a question from Jacob. He wants to know, is there going to be any sort of video support added anytime soon?
You mean to add a video cheers?
Yeah.
We're actually actively discussing that right now. So that will take one more vote for video support. Yeah, so we do think that definitely some cheers will it makes sense to have video support. It's just it's a matter of prioritizing the feature.
All right, Jody, any last questions before we go?
Well, I just actually have a comment, and I was going to say, Brad, I think you are the number one cheerleader.
Oh, I wish. And I am not number one. I wish I was number one, but I'm not. I'm like number
two. You're doing quite well, though, Brad.
Yeah, I'm not on the app all the time, but I wish I was number one. Who's number one at the moment?
I think number one is Daryl Demerl. Or Joe Hobart. Let me see. Let's see. They're combating, so.
I think he might come to 50 second.
No, I'm not. No, I'm
Daryl
not,
in second?
Yeah, I think Brad comes in easy second.
I wish. But, it's a great app. So much fun to use. And, JD, continue what we're going to say.
No, that was it. I was just saying, yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right, where can they find you on Twitter?
I'm Farhad667. So FARHAD667.
Okay. And what about...
Cheers, you can find it at Cheers, of course.
At Cheers, good stuff. All right. And what else is there? Steve, any last questions did you want to ask?
Oh, I think that was it.
That was it. All right. And the stickers, love the stickers. What about T-shirts? Any Cheers T-shirts coming out soon?
Somebody is actually asking us to put up a sort of a cafe press site so that you can get all sorts of stuff. Yeah, we're going to put that up. Won't be able to give all those for free because
you need to make
account completely. But we'll give them away at cost.
You need to make some money out of it, out of the app.
No, we're not going to make any money out of it. No. I refuse for us to make money out of a promotion.
Well, you should. You do put a lot of work in the app, so you should get some. You should get something back.
Oh,
out of it.
Yeah. I think, but I mean, our plans are to go really large with this and make money on the advertisers, not on the users.
Right.
So you know, if we ever do put out when we put out T-shirts, mugs, etc. What we'll do is we'll put them out there at cost and have people be able to just pay for the shipping and handling and the cost of the product and get it to themselves. So
good stuff.
We're not going to make money on that.
All right. Okay. Well, thanks for coming on. Appreciate it. And
thank you so much for having us.
Get the app on Cheers. Go download. It's free on the App Store. And appreciate your time. And hang around
Cheers
for a minute.
Thank you.
Steve, what's coming up on your show, mate?
I got. Three videos coming up, two iPhone, iPad apps, of course, yours, 2.0.
Whoa, can't wait for that. Yeah. 2.0, yes, and yeah. Jody, thanks for coming on, as always.
Thank you for having me.
Enjoy your new iPad.
I will, and I will report back next time with you know what's going on with my phone and the new iPad.
definitely. Now, what about when are you doing your shows again? Your podcast again? When are you going back on your shows?
The A2SM was on a hiatus. Neil had got really busy, so it's taken a little bit of a break. And Seth and I have to get on a schedule with the social media hangout.
Wow.
So yeah, it's. I think it will start it up again in the near future. Seth got really busy. Neil got really busy. And, you know, it's kind of the co-hosts can't do it, then what do you do, right?
That's it. Oh, I got tech webcast to do now, and that's great. So where can they find you on Twitter and Facebook?
On Twitter, you can find me as Sunswept. It's Sunswept.
Yep.
And on Facebook, you can find me as Jody Rains or my company, Webmarcom. So hopefully we'll connect and meet up there.
Definitely. And Steve, where can they find you, mate?
Of course, chatterbox_live on Twitter. And, of course, justin.tv/LinuxCoolDude.
All right. And me, Brad, I was in the Tech Webcast. Thanks, guys, for being on. Jason's going to be back. He's going to miss the two more episodes. The video of his podcast is going to be out very soon. Steve, what's up with that? When will that be out, mate?
It'll probably be a while because we're already past an hour recording. So for 480p, it's going to probably be couple hours.
Yeah, just blame the podcast because it went so long.
Well, just one of those things. It'll take a while because it's a long upload.
Yep. All right. Thanks, guys, for being on, and stay tuned for next week for more fun.
Excellent. And, Thank you.
Get the cheers up, people.
Oh, no outro? Are we done?
No, we're not that dumb. Here we go. Thanks, Steve. Sure. Thanks.
Hi, Glenn from Aussie Tech Heads. Join Will, Eric and myself as we bring you the latest, most up-to-date, important tech news that affects you from Australia and the world. Weekly podcast available each Friday through iTunes. Watch the live stream recording of the show at live.thesecrethub.com each Thursday night, 7:30 p.m. or GMT plus 10. Call in live via Skype or chat in our lounge. However you get us, just make sure you do. Listen or visit our website for more information, www.aussietechhead.com.au. Aussie Tech Heads, Australia's longest running Tech News Podcast.
Well, that's it for Tech Webcast this week. Thank you for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed having your mind expanded. Tune in next week for more Tech Talk with Brad, Jason, and whatever crazy guest they've managed to rope in. Don't forget to get the Tech Webcast app from iTunes. Follow us on Twitter at Tech Webcast, and of course, check us out on Facebook too. Until next time, may the tech be with you. Peace!